It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. If you want to get some insider knowledge of what goes on behind the scenes here at Wisconsin Public Radio, well, forget it. We're not giving any of that up. No, you've come to the right place. This is our monthly installment of Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is here to talk about what's happening at WPR and to take your calls, suggestions, compliments, and even complaints. What question or feedback do you have for Wisconsin Public Radio? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email address is ideas@wpr.org. You can also tweet us. We're here at WPR Mornings. Mike Crane is director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike, good to see you this morning.
Always good to be here, and nice to be on this show with you. I think this is the first time we've done this together.
Yeah,
right?
It never seemed to work out that I was filling in when you were on. I tried not to take that personally. But
we have done many a pledge drive
we
together.
Have, yes. Yeah. So I knew it wasn't anything like that, but it makes, I thought it was a good joke. Anyway, Election Day is dominating our conversation. Of course, Wisconsin Public Radio with its statewide news bureaus will be right in the thick of it. What is our coverage going to look like tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we'll be starting at 7 p.m. with our special. Of course, you'll have things all day, but NPR is going to be providing the national updates, and then at 8 p.m. when the polls close here in Wisconsin, Sean Johnson and Rob Ferret and WPT's Frederica Freiberg will be anchoring our coverage throughout the night. We'll have reporters all across the state covering the major headlines, interviews with political strategists from different parties, and we'll be watching local races that may influence the balance of the state legislature.
So how late is our coverage going to go?
Well, we'll go to at least 11 o'clock, and if the results require us to go later, we'll just keep going. And we hear from NPR that they'll be on the air live through 2 a.m. our time, so 3 a.m. In the east or midnight out west.
Shut down just in time for morning edition to start.
That's about right.
Yeah, okay. And coverage, of course, doesn't stop there. Here on the morning show, we'll be talking about different Wisconsin races and the national scene. And we'll also give the audience a place to call in or email or tweet and talk about what's happened in the midterms.
Yeah, we'll have 3 hours of live radio for you to participate in. The reporters will be probably still up, you know, and so you can sleep the next day.
That's
right. They'll be putting together stories during the period of the night to kind of inspire conversation and also to fill the news slots throughout the morning.
Wisconsin Public Radio, as always, has been covering the races and the stories surrounding the election for months. Where can people go for the information they need?
There's two really great spots. Of course, there's always WPR.org. And each election we put together in partnership with WPT, Wisconsin Vote. .org, a really good resource. If you're still not sure about where to go for your polling place, for instance, you can go right through there and find that, wisconsinvote.org.
Plus, WPR Politics Podcast has a live recording this week.
That's right, and it ought to be really interesting because we'll have the results by that time, Thursday at 7:30. That's not live on the radio. That's live in person. They're going to be at the Gathering Place Brewery in Milwaukee, and you can find out more details if you'd like to go at wpr.org/presents.
And where can we go if we want to subscribe to the Politics Podcast?
Well, you know, it's funny. You can go to iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And I want to mention something because it comes up here on this show a lot, John. People say, well, I don't know how to get podcasts. Well, almost every phone comes with some kind of a podcast app. It might just say podcast, or Stitcher is another one that's been out there over time, and so on. And you can often get podcasts now through those music streaming services that you use as well. So give it a look, or if you're like some of us, ask your grandchild to show you how to do it. but it really is great. We honestly do feel like, here inside the radio, that we are in a golden age of audio. There's just so much great to listen to, whether it's the WPR Politics Podcast or the NPR Politics Podcast or anything else. You were talking to a person just this last hour who has their own podcast. What a great era we're in terms of listening. And so certainly encourage you to find that WPR Politics Podcast in in your favorite podcast app.
Well, no question, there is a tremendous number of different voices out there because the technology really has kind of democratized that whole thing. You're listening to The Morning Show, and it's Mondays with Mike on the Ideas Network. Mike Crane, Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, is here. If you have questions for Mike or a comment, 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Join our conversation. Let's talk about Wisconsin Public Radio's Beyond the Ballot initiative. Remind us again what that project is.
Well, what I really like is that the idea is not only will we talk to experts and politicians, but we're also just talking to hundreds of people in communities all across the state and going to places where reporters maybe didn't go before to make sure that they're talking to all kinds of people to find out what you really care about. And then they're using that to improve their coverage when they're talking to the experts or looking at the issues that you might be concerned with.
And what news can you share about Beyond the Ballot?
Well, one of the things was we had a goal to talk to at least 500 people around the state, and we are right there. We've done it, and we always talk to people, but specifically around this Beyond the Ballot. And so you've heard some of the feature stories either here on the Ideas Network or on the NPR News and Classical Network, and all of it's stored and available for you to check out and to participate at wpr.org/ballot.
And of course, Beyond the Ballot special project reporter Bridget Bowden has come on the morning show consistently since June talking about different issues showing up in the interviews. Who are we talking to in this project?
So we've talked about hundreds of people. Specifically, we're looking for not just race and gender, but age and location, political party, ability, all those different kinds of things that make us different and maybe that we share as well. And we also worked with the education department at Wisconsin Public Television to train teachers. So the teachers have been interviewing students and they taught the kids how to do interviews themselves. And so some of the submissions are from young people interviewing their peers and people of all ages.
Well,
pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, I like it when you see kids getting involved in things that might lead them into a career in radio. Although some people think you should get counseling if you're thinking about a career in radio.
Or podcasting.
Or podcasting, yeah. So we hit our goal of talking to 500 people, but we're not done yet. People can still participate. Tell us how.
Yeah, we've got a hotline. And so if you're inclined to type it into your phone or to write it down on an old-fashioned piece of paper, here's the number. It's 877-782-8942. I'll say that again. 877-782-8942. And you can also share with us directly at wpr.org/ballot.
So what kinds of questions are we asking people?
Well, it's not just any questions. That's one of the things that's key. We're asking the same questions over and over to try to get at how different people feel. And so it's a short list. Are you going to vote? What is the single most important issue to you? Do you feel like your elected officials reflect you and the community you live in? And that's the kind of open-ended questions that we want to ask because we want to know what is on people's minds.
And we're finding out, that's for certain. We're finding out what's going on at WPR with Mike Crane. It's Mondays with Mike on the morning show. You can get some insider knowledge of what goes on here at WPR. You can also make suggestions. We love compliments, but you can also voice concerns and complaints that you might have. What's your question or feedback for Wisconsin Public Radio? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can email us. The address is ideas@wpr.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mike Crane is with us. He's the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and our conversation continues in just a moment. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. This is our monthly Mondays with Mike feature where you get to talk to Mike Crane, Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. and make your comments and ask your questions at 800-642-1234. We have, as should surprise no one, full phone lines, Mike. So let's take a call. We'll start with Steve in Madison. Steve, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Oh, good morning. First of all, I'll give you a compliment saying that you are my main source of news for good. However, I do have one concern about your morning program. One of the things is going to shorter segments, which I assume you're doing a drive time thing. However, the effect of that is that you're not getting, it doesn't seem to me you're getting as many callers, because in a 20-minute segment, I would, by the time somebody calls in, the segment is done. And so, you know, there are fewer callers. Also, you were talking about being able to use different audio things, and it seems to me that rebroadcasting the 6 o'clock at 8 o'clock, I mean, you could listen to that online or whatever. You don't need to have it repeated. So anyway, those are my two comments.
Steve, thanks. Mike Crane?
Sure. Thanks for the call, Steve. I'm glad to know you're the main source of your news. We try very hard to do a good job at that. The shorter segments are something that we've been doing with Central Time for a good number of years now. And the morning crew, as they've been rethinking the show in the last year or so, have been feeling like it gives them an opportunity to get on guests who won't stay for the whole hour or can't, and to sometimes get into more topics and get more people able to talk about them. But I think you make an observation. I don't know if the shorter segments are the cause of fewer callers, if you're hearing fewer. Sometimes it's also just, you know, we're working on finding the right topics. And we always do have the flexibility in producing the show to decide that this is going to be a full hour. Take the hour we're in right now, because we know that, and we can see it lining up here, that we have lots of calls that are going to come in specifically to talk to me about WPR, and that's terrific. As for the rebroadcast, that's something we're trying out right now, because we've ended up a little short-staffed in the morning team compared to what we're trying to accomplish. And we'll see how it goes, but it is something we've been repeating both hours of Central Time for a very long time. And many people don't know this, but Morning Edition and All Things Considered on the other network, they are two-hour shows that we actually, and many stations do this, extend by some period of time, an hour to 3 hours more. And so it's a time-honored thing in radio. And I think what happens is that when someone like yourself, Steve, listens a lot longer than the average listener, it's something you'll really notice. And we definitely do want to make sure things stay fresh. And so we take all of these comments quite seriously. And we have a bunch of the morning crew in the studio, as well as others right nearby, listening to these comments. So thanks for the call.
Yes, thank you for the call. 800-642-1234. Join our Mondays with Mike conversation. Now, Mike, you have some terrific news to share about the morning show. What's the big announcement?
Well, the big announcement is that we'll have someone taking over for you. actually,
I get to go play golf. Yay.
Yeah, and I know you're actually very pleased about that, although it's been wonderful to have you here this time. And it's that Kate Archer Kent, who is a voice that has been familiar here, has been named the new permanent host of the morning show here on the Ideas Network. And her first day on the air as the host is Monday, December 3rd, but she's right here in the studio. You may have heard her chuckling.
Hello, is this on?
It is. Kate, what should listeners know about you in this role?
Oh, that I love, love mornings, and I'm so excited to be back with this community of listeners. It's such an honor to be able to be at the helm of these really important conversations, and we can probe together and we can laugh together. And I know I have shed a tear with listeners as well. And so this is a really a huge honor for me, and I am just thrilled to be here.
I wish you could all see her smile. It's just it's so bright. And speaking of bright, you're bright eyed right now. I don't feel so bright eyed. I always say I like having gotten up, but I can tell that you actually like being up this time of day.
I do, and I over the summer was filling in on Morning Edition as Melissa Ingalls got her footing here at WPR. So I was keeping her chair warm, if you will. And it's been really fun. I love the mornings. It's my prime time. My family wants to get me out of the house and away because my pancakes aren't as good. So I do believe I have a much stronger position here in the mornings. I can do more good.
It's great to know that you'll be back on. So you didn't go away exactly. You were on the other network a bit. And what were you doing here at the Ideas Network?
Well, so after Melissa, right across the glass from us, was able to get her footing, I, for a hot minute, have been executive producer of The Larry Mueller Show and working on the mid-mornings of Ideas, which, if you think it's enjoyable to listen to Larry, I have to say working behind the scenes is just so much fun. It's been such a pleasure to be able to work with Larry Mueller and Jill Nadeau, the producer, and just being able to craft these conversations. So that's what's happened after I left the chair in Morning Edition.
All right. Well, yeah. So you've been here for more than 2 years. But before that, you spent a decade doing news and reporting and hosting in Louisiana?
Yes, in the Arklatex, as they say. So I was based in Shreveport, Louisiana, and the station I was at was serving East Texas and most of Louisiana and South Arkansas and this wide swath of the Deep South. Lots of incredible stories, and I was a one-woman band there, so it was a very small public radio station, very valued and trusted by listeners, and it was
my
pleasure.
So you know how to turn on the transmitter.
Now, shovel snow off the...
Yeah, exactly. It comes with the territory. Do you feel like a Scani yet? You've been here about 2 years.
I do. Well, tell you what, we recently bought a house not far from campus, and I bike to work, which is
good
really, I'm biking a lot with the kids, and we do a lot of soccer. I've learned that Madison really likes bonfires, like really large bonfires.
Oh, yes, that's
so
right.
So I've taken, on Halloween.
And beer.
Yeah, bonfires and beer, the two B words, right? So no,
liquid
I do.
Bread.
So I do. I feel ensconced in the community. I do.
Terrific. Well, we're really excited to know that you're going to be back here on the mornings very soon.
Well, take some calls already.
All right. Gosh, not even. You're already directing the show.
Right. Okay. Keely's probably like, oh, God.
Yeah, take some calls. Okay. Well, we can take some calls. That sounds like a great idea. We'll go to Milton in Madison next. Milton, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. A little shout out to Steve. I've noticed that caller input's been reduced on Wisconsin Public Radio steadily for about 30 years, but that's not what I'm calling about. Later this week, there's going to be a meeting of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association, who last year made 80 pages of changes to their bylaws. And now, according to very limited information available to the public, they are also preparing to make more what they describe as substantive changes. And now, as these things seem to be voted on at meetings in the form of what they call consent agendas, which in Wisconsin are legally questionable from the standpoint of open meetings, I think Mr. Crane should inform us what these substantive changes are going to be, please.
Sure. First of all, just to be really clear, the agenda that you're talking about that said substantive changes was from the agenda of our policy review subcommittee from late last week. And it's simply to develop recommendations for substantive changes on specific policies. That won't be coming up at the meeting this week, other than maybe a report that we're working on it. But by substantive changes, what we mean is things like we're taking a look at all of the policies that have been placed forever, and if there needs to be a change, then that committee will recommend it. And the the process for that will be that committee recommends it to the governance committee, which will then consider such changes. And if they wish to vote them, and they'll do that in an open meeting, then those changes would then be put forward to the board at a future full board meeting. So that's the story there. Thanks for the call, Milton.
Milton, thank you for that call. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You've tuned in to our regular monthly feature on the morning show, Mondays with Mike, where Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, comes in and takes your calls, your questions, your concerns, your compliments, complaints, whatever. We're here for you this morning for the next half hour or so at 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. You can also find us on Twitter at WPR Mornings. Either way, it's great to have you get in touch with us, and we'll take more of your calls as our conversation with Mike Crane continues. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. You've tuned in for our monthly feature, Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is here to take your calls and emails and tweets about what's going on at Wisconsin Public Radio. We've been sharing some news about things that are happening here and taking some phone calls as well. Yours could be one of them at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Now, Mike, we have a lot of callers. Let's take one of those right now. Mary Jo is with us from Plain. Mary Jo, welcome to the morning show.
Well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to talk to Mike and John. And the first thing I want to tell you is that when I turn the radio on at 6 in the morning and I hear John Munson, it makes my morning. So I thank you for doing this, and I was very sad to hear that you hadn't decided to leave your retirement and permanently host, because you do excellent interviews. They're very fair and, you know, unbiased, and that's been helpful in this political coverage. But my sorrow is mitigated a bit by Kate Archer Kent returning, because she was also an excellent host. I also want to, on a lighter note, say, where are my socks? It's getting cold.
Mary Jo, this is turning into a laundry list.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, then.
I think one of them is behind the dryer. You just look there.
I know, right?
Yeah. You have to take the drum out of your dryer. There's a whole family of socks living there. Mary Jo, thank you so much for calling. The golf course is calling to me, and I must go and play more golf and work on my tan.
So the way technology's working, John, we could probably have you host from the golf course.
I know.
Live remote. You've heard of those?
You know, this is sort of a Pavlovian response on my part. I see Cheryl Gasser's caller ID on my phone, and I'm going, I wonder who I'm filling in for today. And, I'm always going to be willing to come back on whenever I'm needed, because, as I've told you before, Mike, you can take the boy out of Wisconsin Public Radio, but you can't take Wisconsin Public Radio out of the boy.
It'll be good when you're in.
Something
able.
Like that. We have some specials airing this month, still this
wait,
week.
Wait. Yeah. Where are Mary Jo's socks, for crying out loud?
Have you found a Mary Jo?
Her WPR socks. So evidently haven't come in the mail yet.
Aha, those socks. Yeah, I was thinking it was the missing socks.
No, it's a pledge fulfillment question.
Ah, Well, definitely get in touch with the listener hotline and ask that question. I do know that they said it was going to take them a little while to get them all shipped out.
Yeah, and I know that we could order socks internally.
And you haven't gotten yours yet either.
No, and those are gifts. So.
You know what, though? I suspect that what's happening here is that someplace there's somebody sitting in a rocking chair knitting these socks.
They're intricate, yes.
And like on public radio, quality takes time.
That's right.
So that's why you haven't gotten your socks yet.
And I got to say, I feel silly for not getting the socks question the right way. So it goes.
It took me a minute as well, but it's, you know, the day is young. So,
and Mary Jo, I've meant to inquire about my socks too, so I will inquire for you and we'll get to the bottom of
it. I'm sure that there'll be an investigative team assigned to this almost immediately. So let's talk about specials this month.
Yeah, so we've been running in the evenings America on the Line. It's a weeknight live call-in program designed to bring people from all over America together for a conversation leading up to the elections tomorrow. And that's been on 7 to 8 in the evening, and it airs through this Thursday. And then As It Happens, which was off the schedule for a while, returns on Friday.
I love As It Happens.
Yeah, me too.
I hang out with a lot of Canadians in the wintertime, so As It Happens is a way for me to feel connected to all my friends from Winnipeg. Let's go next to Scott in Duluth. Scott, hello. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Thank you, John. And job well done. Kate, welcome. What you have here with the morning show and WPR is a powerful tool for all of us to have a great electronic town hall.
Yes.
With ideas and notions and things that can ripple, you know, onward throughout the state and the nation, because you have an opportunity to bring people together to discuss things, issues that matter, ideas. And I think that, you know, the Cranberry Harvest shows about that and shows about festivals and cheese. Those are all kind of fun. But come on, you know, they have their place. And the morning show, we really enjoy talking about things that matter, like healthcare, you know, how can we make it work for the most number of people? It's a huge issue. How about money in our government and in our politics? Does it affect our government and our politics? You know, is global warming real and something that we can do something about? You know, the changing weather, the group of, you know, the horde from, what's it called, coming up from Honduras.
Caravan. Thanks, Scott. I think what you're doing, which I really love, is listing some of the awesome topics that we've covered. But I take your point, which is that for you, and I know for some other listeners, they would like more talk of serious issues and less of the fluffier things. And, you know, we talked early, John, about how this is a little bit of a look inside. One of the things I absolutely know is that it is a constant debate for every single producer and host here on the Ideas Network. What shall we do next? What shall we do next? And sometimes it's going to be the national and international. And I know around this time, we also sometimes get input to say, enough with the elections already, just at the same time as others are really wishing we'd do even more. And so it is a constant dance. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Yes, and that rings a bell with me, because on Election Day, we try to turn our coverage to other things as people go vote.
Yeah.
And so, that's been a kind of time-honored thing where we step away from you know, all of the political interviews. Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow it'll be a little lighter by choice because of that. Yeah,
and you know, as somebody who's been involved with different talk shows on the network, I can say that push me pull you on this is a constant thing. And I think, though, that part of it is sometimes, you know, the word Wisconsin is in our name, right?
Right.
And so if we want to talk about things that are happening in Wisconsin, why wouldn't we talk about some of the fun stuff? And
and the tough stuff.
As a host, I'm more biased toward covering the really meaty, you know, deep questions and things. And of course, always up for science. But the point is that when you have an unrelenting menu of just that, it gets to be a little stressful, I think, for listeners. And so if we, maybe on a Friday morning, we have the tourism director, Stephanie Klett, come on and we laugh about things, or we talk about pumpkins being shot from trebuchets. I mean, where else would you get that conversation?
That's right. The thing that I really think is so right about what you said, Scott, too, though, is that idea of the electronic town hall.
Conveners.
Yeah. You know, we had a recent retreat with some of the Ideas Network leadership where we talked about many things Ideas Network, and one of them was that that participation of people like Scott and Mary Jo and all the rest, that's the special sauce of the Ideas Network, whether it's our shows or the shows coming from Boston or Washington or wherever else. And it is something that it'll definitely continue to be a part. And we'll keep struggling with that, Scott, of exactly what issue we should be bringing up from minute to minute.
I should say it's a healthy tension.
Yeah, I think so.
We have two networks. We have the Ideas Network, which we're on right now. We also have our News and Classical Music Network. And I know we have some music specials coming up on the News and Classical Network. What are we celebrating?
Well, one of our favorites coming up on News and Classical is the Wisconsin School Music Association Honors Concerts Highlights. I actually was looking at the video stream of some of this, and boy, do those kids sound awesome. And so we're going to have selections that are part of our classical music program from 10 to noon, and that's on Thanksgiving Day starting at 10 o'clock. It's a two-hour special segment of those School Music Association Honors Concerts. Great stuff.
Let's take another call. Rose is with us in Menominee Falls. Rose, good morning. Welcome to Mondays with Mike.
Oh, good morning. I want to say I agree with a few of the callers who have called in about listener participation not being as much as it was. But my question is related to that, and it is, as a listener, I find it very distressing and annoying sometimes because most people use cell phones now when they call in. And frequently calls get dropped or the reception isn't great or whatever. And my question is, as a host, that must be very challenging also. And I know it happens numerous times within the course of a program. And so my question is, how do you, as a host, how do you handle that or feel about it?
Well, you know, I've been doing live radio since I was about 14, and that's just part of the deal. When you sign up, things are going to happen, and technology fails. And Murphy was an optimist. I'm sad when we lose a caller because of a bad connection, but it's not scary until you lose the guest.
Yes, and that has happened too.
Yes, and you know, the thing you don't want to see in your chat window about 30 seconds before you're about to go on the air is, we can't find the guest. They're not answering their phone.
And they're not answering their background.
Right. They're not answering
their
backup phone either. You know, Phil. And I'm going, okay, easy for you to say. But that's actually part of the fun and the challenge. And Kay, wouldn't you agree that doing live radio, the element that the idea that something could fail at a really bad moment is part of...
it's just not predictable. Right. And that's really, I think, where this community of listeners also comes into play, where we have a lot of people who have thoughts and ideas, and we can go to the phones.
I'll tell you what the good news is that you have a whole crew around you who are working behind the scenes to fix whatever the technical problem might be. So you're not just sitting there alone going, help, what do I do now?
And time for the monologue.
Yeah, really. Time to start singing some show tunes. All right, we are going to continue our conversation with Mike Crane and more just ahead on the Ideas Network. You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. You've tuned in for our monthly feature, Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane, Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, is with us to answer your questions about WPR. Take your accolades and your complaints and your suggestions. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Mike, earlier we were talking about specials on the News and Classical Music Network, and I know there was a second one that we were going to talk about. Tell us about that now.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful show that we have every year. It's called Giving Thanks. And the subtitle, A Celebration of Fall, Food, and Gratitude. Sure sounds like Thanksgiving, right? And this year, because Thanksgiving falls on the feast day of St. Cecilia, the patron saint of music, host John Burge is going to use the occasion to invite the popular choral composer and conductor John Rutter to the table. Oh,
you had me at John Rutter. Yeah,
boy, wow. Do I love his stuff. And so we'll hear that. And also, poet laureate Donald Hall, the American poet laureate, will be celebrated. He passed away last year. That's a two-hour special Thanksgiving Day starting at 1 o'clock on the News and Classical Network.
I think I'll be tuning into that. Let's take another call. Nick is with us in Green Bay. Nick, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Well, I was just wondering why public radio gets so much money from the government, yet they're so democratic. For instance, I was listening to a lot of the NPR shows. There was one on, it's called The World. I listen to public radio all over the country. I'm a truck driver. They're pretty much all the same shows. The World was on, and it had an Antifa sympathizer, like, sympathizing segment about one of their training camps where they work out. And I was like, okay. And now their latest thing is that they've pretty much given up on conversation, and they're basically saying, we have to just wait till all the old white people die, and the demographics will change, and that's how we'll get change in this country. There's people on always talking about how we have to change our constitution, our free speech doesn't work anymore. Hate speech is a real thing that we have to stop. And hate speech can just be whatever they hate. I mean, really, it has no definition.
Nick, thanks. Thanks for sharing. Mike Crane?
Yeah, sure. The show The World is a show that we don't happen to carry on either of our networks, so I don't really know much about the segment that Nick is talking about. Certainly findable online if someone wants to look it up. But, you know, I understand the feeling that public radio is too liberal, or some, we hear from liberals that it's too conservative. I know that neither side will believe the other on that point, and that's a constant challenge. But I do remember something that my predecessor, Jack Mitchell, said in his recent book about the history of Wisconsin public radio and television. And he said that in his observation, and he worked at NPR and has been around the country and so on, is that no one tries harder in all of broadcasting than public radio to try to get it right, to stand in the middle and call people, as the Ideas Network does, to just, you know, let's talk. And people have heard me say this before on this segment. I think all the time about how the StoryCorps people say that listening is an act of love. And so every time we hear a pledge come in and someone says they love WPR, we feel that, you know. And so, Nick, thanks for the thoughts. I'm sorry that public radio is disappointing you. And I think pretty much every topic you brought up is probably at some point worth a call-in show, because those are all really interesting points that would be worth debating on the Ideas Network. Thanks.
Thanks for that call. 800-642-1234. Let's go next to Mark in Richland Center. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. You know, we get a lot of talk about finance and a lot of talk about money, and we've got money shows, but we very, very seldom hear any questioning of the definitions and the structure and the way that we conceive of the thing called money. So within the paradigm of using money brought into existence as debt, that's never questioned. The legitimacy of the structure of money would be a show and an idea that has to, I think, be brought up way more often, because the very consequences of doing money the way that we do it are talked about ad nauseum, but we never question whether or not the ideas behind and the structures in place for how money itself comes into existence are questioned. They They are given legitimacy, but they're not ever brought into the light of examination that says, well, wait a minute, why is money borrowed into existence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, I see Kate Archer Kent is nodding her head. So I think you've struck a good chord here.
Yeah. You know, I collected coins when I was younger, and I remember reading a lot about the roots of money, why we have money instead of simply bartering for things. And I read all about the gold standard and how it was dropped. And there are a lot of really
now
interesting...
Now there's Bitcoin. And
yeah,
we've had conversations on the Ideas Network about Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm still not completely getting this idea of Bitcoin, but I enjoy hearing about it. And so I'm glad that you're covering those topics. There's a lot to it, and so thanks, Mark, for reminding us that it's not only about the exchange of money itself, but the whys and wherefores. So appreciate the call.
Mark, thank you again for the call. I would be remiss if I didn't ask some more about what's going on the Ideas Network on Thanksgiving Day, because I know that a lot of our usual programs won't be on. We'll have some specials.
Oh, it's just such a fun day. We've got the Splendid Tables Turkey Confidential. So if you're busy trying to figure out what's going on with your still frozen turkey, you could call in, and that's from 11 to noon on Thanksgiving Day. Earlier, Brains On, the Science of Cooking, from 8 to 9 in the morning. This is a really Thanksgiving kind of thing. It's 7 o'clock, Humankind, Compassion Practice and Unblocking Empathy, as we give thanks on that day for those things that have been given to us and that we're lucky to be a part of or to have a great idea. And then this is a Thanksgiving tradition in the afternoon, the Best of the Best, the 2018 Third Coast Festival. And this is audio from all over 26 different countries, 550 entries. And you can hear all of that coming straight out of the Third Coast, which is a festival that happens in Chicago on our third coast of the United States, the Great Lakes.
And you mentioned pledge drives earlier, Mike. We have one coming up soon. What should we know about the year-end pledge drive?
Well, you know, it's coming, and we need your help. Now, the year-end is often for nonprofits the most important pledge drive and following, because right up until that last check or charge is made on December 31st, that can make or break the year, not just for WPR, but really for nonprofits. So whether it's something you do with Giving Tuesday or you pledge to WPR during our pledge drive, it's well worth thinking about, even as we're heading to Thanksgiving, the things you're grateful for.
And, of course, you can always make a contribution at WPR.org.
That's exactly right.
Yes. I think I can still remember the pledge phone number, but I'm not going to say that right now.
No, we should say the caller number if we're saying any, but we're kind of running out of time today. We are
running out of time. We've talked, what haven't we touched on, Mike, that you wanted to mention here this morning?
I did just want to mention that we continue to have some really interesting trips for the WPR Travel Program, and we've got one coming up March 7th through 19th, going to Hong Kong and Vietnam, and it includes a cruise of Halong Bay, Hanoi is in there, Hong Kong and Saigon, and a day exploring the Mekong Delta, and you can find out more at wpr.org/travel.
WPR.org/travel. You know what? I think we're going to be doing some traveling here because we are out of time.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for all your calls and your tweets and all the rest. It's really great for us inside the radio to know what you're thinking out there.
And, of course, we always take listener feedback at our audience services department and online at WPR.org. You can always let us know what you think. And we are listening. Mike Crane is director of Wisconsin Public Radio. A pleasure to talk with you and at last get to do this segment. It's one I haven't done before. So
next time on in the morning, it'll be with you,
Kate.
It
will be with Kate.
Indeed,
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Welcome back.
Thank you, John.
It'll be great. The morning show is a great place to work, and what a great crew we have. I'm John Munson. This is the Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.